Shalom Aleichem, everybody. At this point, on a typical morning in the Beis HaMikdash, after everything we've spoken about so far, at this point, it's time to shecht the Korban Tamid. The Kohen who won the lottery to shecht the Korban does exactly that. He slaughters the lamb as the very first Korban of the day. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Tamidin Musafin Perak Vav Halacha Aleph, that at this point, the two Kohanim who won the lottery to clean the inner Mizbeach and to clean the menorah, they now go into the Heichal, into the Kodesh section of the Beis HaMikdash, to begin their jobs as well. And we'll come back to them in the next FMM, God willing, but for now we will keep our focus on the Korban Tamid itself. After the Shechita, the blood is collected in a special kli called a Mizrak. This collecting of the blood is an avoda itself. It's called Kabbalah, receiving or collecting the blood, and it must be performed with the proper intentions by a Kohen who is kosher and who's not Tameh. And after that Kohen collects the blood, another avoda is performed by that same Kohen. And this next avoda is called holacha, walking the blood or taking the blood to the Mizbeach. So we have Shechita, we have Kabbalah, and we have holacha, and finally we have Zrika. The blood is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and this too is an avoda, Zrika, sprinkling or dashing the blood onto the Mizbeach. The Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, Perek Dalid Mishnah, and the Rambam and Hilchos Masei Korbanos, Perek Hei, Halacha Vav, describe the avoda of Zrika for the Korban Tamid as follows, and Albi Netter sent a diagram to help us visualize the avoda, God willing. After the lamb is shechted and after the blood is collected in the Mizrak, the Kohen takes the blood. He walks to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach and he splashes or he sprinkles or he dashes the blood from the Mizrak onto the northeast corner of the Mizbeach on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. He does that once and he aims the blood in such a way that the blood touches both the northern wall of the Mizbeach and the eastern wall of the Mizbeach. The Rambam says he should splash the blood in the shape of a gamma, the Greek letter gamma, which looks like an upside down L. So that's the northeast corner of the Mizbeach. Then the Kohen walks to the southwest corner and does the same thing, one zrika, one splash of blood on the southwest corner, so the blood touches both the southern wall of the Mizbeach and the western wall of the Mizbeach with one zrika, with one dashing of the blood. So all in all, the blood is only sprinkled twice, but all four walls of the Mizbeach receive the blood. And after that, any extra blood is poured onto the base of the Mizbeach on the southern side of the Mizbeach. And while this is happening, the animal is brought to the tables in the Beit HaMitbachayim and it's divided, it's cut into the various sections that will be brought on the Mizbeach. In a previous FMM, we discussed the second lottery of the day and how, among other jobs, there were six Kohanim who won the Zechus to take various parts of the animal up to the Mizbeach. Those six Kohanim had been holding down the animal. They had been helping the Shochet Shech the animal. And then when the animal is skinned, and now that it's cut into sections, each of those Kohanim take their specific limb or limbs to the ramp of the Mizbeach. And in addition to these six Kohanim, three more Kohanim line up. These are the last three Kohanim who won the Zechus in the second lottery to take items to the Mizbeach. One holds the fine flour, the soles. One Kohen holds the chavitin, the special korban mincha of the Kohen Gadol that's brought every day with the korban tamid in the morning and in the evening. And one holds the wine, which is also brought with the korban tamid every morning and every night. And then the Kohanim, holding the various limbs of the Korban, bring those limbs to the lower half of the western part of the ramp. And again, if it helps, please take a look at the diagram that I sent with this FMM. The limbs are placed on the lower half of the western part of the ramp. They're not placed, and they're not burned on the Mizbeach just yet. That will happen soon. But for now, they are placed on the ramp, and they're salted there. Like many Korbanos, salt is placed on the limbs of the Korban Tamid. And this is one of the reasons that many people salt their bread when they make hamotzi during their meals. The Ramah Rav Moshe Isserles, who died in 1572, says that our tables are supposed to resemble the Mizbeach. And if the food, so to speak, that's brought to the Mizbeach has salt, our food should have salt as well. And in this way, we make the Avoda a part of every meal that we take part in. Before we conclude, I'll add one more detail. Not only are the limbs salted on the ramp to the Mizbeach, the ramp itself is salted, even on Shabbos, so that the Kohanim won't slip, they won't fall when they go up and down the ramp. So that is the avoda of the shechting of the Korban Tamid, of the bringing its blood and bringing its limbs to the Mizbeach. Next time, God willing, we will begin learning some other avodos that happen in the Beis HaMikdash at the same time. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emet Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.